This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Dan Lyman is going to join us in the next segment. In the meantime, the Democrat primary process is, boy, it's going to be fun watching these Democrats implode and then try to eat each other. But what's even more pathetic is the list of Democrats right now. So we're going to look at a couple of these here. Eric Swalwell. Let's go ahead and look at Eric Swalwell's presidential bid announcement.
The promise of America, no matter who you are, where you're from, who you love, who you worship, if you work hard, you do better for yourself, and you look at your kids and dream bigger for the future. That's the promise. I think our country needs new energy, new ideas, and a new confidence.
Eric Swalwell, a man who represents the town where I grew up. Are you going to run for president?
Running for president.
Yeah, running for president.
Are you running for president?
I'm ready to solve these problems. I'm running for president of the United States.
Go big. Be bold. Do good.
It's official. Now it's official. Boy, it's still good to say that.
Wow. And every dollar Swalwell raises will be a waste of money, because that guy has as much chance as I do to be the president, and I'm not even running. Now let's go to this clip of Beto. He had another event, and apparently the Beto attendee didn't even recognize him. I haven't seen his video yet, but I guess it comes from the men's bathroom? Or Beto was in the bathroom, and the people in the bathroom at his event didn't even recognize that it was him. So I guess when he's not up on the stage, standing on a desk or riding a skateboard or flopping his arms around like a wacky, waving, inflatable tube man, I guess they don't recognize him. Or trying to feed his wife human crap. But here is Beto talking about that encounter.
And to my friend Matt, who I met in the men's room as we were washing hands, and he said, "Are you here to see Beto?" And I said, "Yes, I am." So thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. I was wearing the hat. You couldn't tell.
His own supporters don't even recognize him. I mean, that is Beto's charm. I mean, you got to give him credit. He does present himself as the average guy, as just one of you. That's why he's out in the bathroom, washing his hands next to his supporters. But he's a total fraud. He doesn't want to win. He'll make $100 million campaigning, and I don't know. I mean, he couldn't beat Trump, but I just don't know what the Democrats are going to do right now. They're obviously not going to go with Sanders. In fact, here's the deal, because Dan Lyman is about to join me. I've figured out Bernie Sanders, and the guy is actually pretty smart now in his old age. You see, Bernie Sanders has figured out the perfect way to enrich himself via the political system without breaking the law. So here's a lifetime independent. He's always been independent, not a Democrat. But what he does is he runs for president as a Democrat, because that's where the big money's at. That's what will get the attention on mainstream news. But then he knows he can run as a Democrat, get the big donors, get the big attention, get big money. But he knows, because he's not actually a Democrat, they'll never nominate him. So he can run and run and run and reap all the benefits of all the donations and all the cash and never actually have to worry about winning. It's the perfect crime. Bernie Sanders has figured out the perfect political crime. An independent who runs as a Democrat, very popular, raises a bunch of money, has a big fuss, but then when the rubber meets the road, he's never there, because he knows he's not a Democrat, and so the Democrats will never nominate him. And I think we're about to find that out again. So there was already a lawsuit filed last year by Bernie Sanders supporters against Bernie Sanders and the DNC. Are we going to see round two this year when Bernie Sanders screws his supporters over for the second straight presidential election? and the Democrats select God knows what loser, Harris, Beto, whoever they are. Dan Lyman joins me on the other side. We got news out of Europe.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All about the most censored news broadcast in the world here. And we're able to exist and be effective thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It really is key, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, folks. I've been banned off Facebook and YouTube. My last bastion is Twitter. I hope they don't ban me there, but my fingers aren't crossed on that. And so, if that's the case, I'm going to be left with just InfoWars. And so, I thank you for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com because it ensures me to still do my work on Twitter despite the threat of the censorship being kicked off there, because I know you will continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com so that I know I'll always have the platform of InfoWars. And so we've got spring super sale happening right now, folks. Please jump over to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the great discounts for yourself. 60% off top-selling supplements. 60% off. You heard me. 60% off top-selling supplements. Like Bodies, like Brain Force Plus, like DNA Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I did the Turbo Force during the first hour today for an energy boost. And seriously, folks, I mean, if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com, I wouldn't go out like I did today on Twitter and do the live stream like I did today and yesterday, and I got some other events planned because I know that they're going to eventually probably either want to ban me, or they're already shadow banning me. But I realize that risk of being kneecapped, but I have the safety net of InfoWars thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I appreciate you at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, it allows us to expand and hire new reporters, writers, crew, build new studios, everything. And one of the great reporters that's been part of this expansion journey for the last 2 years is Dan Lyman. And Dan Lyman has the story right now. In fact, really, there's a bunch of, I'm literally grabbing my whole stack here of world news that we can get into with Dan Lyman. But the big story that he's got right now at InfoWars Europe, Salvini forging pan-European populist alliance. Now, Dan, I think that this is something long overdue. A nationalist alliance, and I think that there's some other potential candidates outside of Europe, but this could be kind of a spark plug for a new ideology when it comes to forming these international alliances, and that's nationalism, to say, hey, we're going to take care of our country first, but we're fellow journeymen in that commitment, and we still want to have an international world market, but we're going to make sure that we put our countries first. And so tell us what is forming right now. They're calling it the League of Leagues, and Salvini out of Italy is the figurehead of it right now. What is forming right now in Europe?
Good to be back with you. And yeah, we have a league of leagues coming together. And that's actually something that Salvini called it about a year ago. I would say they're probably not calling it that formally at this time, but he did basically foreshadow his plans to bring together all the different nationalist populist groups, across Europe. Of course, the mainstream media is selling it as far right groups, anti-immigrant groups, but basically these are parties such as Alternative for Deutschland, which is one of the largest parties now in Germany. We have the Finns in Finland, which is growing ever more powerful by the day. The Danish People's Party, also one of the largest, if not the largest party in Denmark. And, of course, the League in Italy, which Salvini fronts. And they have only gotten more popular as Salvini has been in office. The last check that I saw that they were polling at about 32% popularity. The next closest would be his compatriot, his fellow co-deputy prime minister, Mr. De Maio, who heads the five-star movement, which is declining in popularity in Italy. So the league is holding strong. And about a year ago, Salvini said he was hoping to make a league of leagues across Europe and bind these different movements together, even though they don't all see eye to eye on, you know, specific issues. But in general, it is for a common sense Europe is what he is selling it as. And this is not like common sense gun laws in the U.S., which, of course, are not common sense. This is common sense immigration reform, security as a priority, and anti-globalism, putting the sovereign state above the super state of the EU, which, of course, the globalists are not excited about.
Well, and that seems to be the link that brings the countries together on this is the immigration issue. There was a study that just came out of the UK. Britons in every demographic group want immigration reduced. So it doesn't matter, you know, what your background is, you know, demographics, they all want immigration reduced. Of course, they voted for Brexit, too. They don't get that. But it seems that that's kind of the linchpin holding this whole thing together is they're just sick of having open borders. So that seems to be kind of where the struggle is with groups like NATO and the UN. They want open borders, flood, you know, European countries, flood first world countries with all of these third world refugees. You know, we can talk about what may be on the back end of that or what might be the motive of that, but that's the agenda, flood the first world with the third world. And so the new counterbalance to that, if you will, is countries saying, no, we're not going to have wide open borders. No, we're not going to let the third world rush into our countries and make us the third world. Is that kind of what's bringing this and what's really spearheading this?
100%. That is the number one issue in Europe. Poll after poll, country after country, it is the top issues are immigration and related terrorism. If you look at polling that is conducted last year or the year before there was done, they did 10,000 residents of Europe and they did 10 different countries. The number one issue in every single country was immigration, and number two in most of these countries was terrorism. Now, terrorism, of course, is not as big of an issue as you know, you might believe it to be. The number of actual recognized terrorist attacks are not high in number. However, they're much higher in number than they used to be, and most of the time they're carried out by people from the third world. We had a situation in Italy just a few weeks ago. I believe Paul Joseph Watson covered this, where an African migrant who, for some reason, was allowed to drive a bus full of children he was a school bus driver, I guess, or a field trip driver. And he basically was angry about the fact that Salvini and the Italians have clamped down on Mediterranean crossings from Africa. And he took this entire bus hostage. He bound all the children and also the counselors, and told them that they weren't going to live to see the end of the day. And he tried to set the bus on fire eventually. And one of the children was able to break out and free everyone. They were able to call the police. But, you know, this is what migration has brought to Europe and Italy. And of course, Salvini is now leading the charge back out of this unfortunate situation that Europe is in.
Well, and that, you know, that story you just mentioned out of Italy, most people never even heard of it. And we're lucky. I don't remember how many kids were on that bus. I think it was like 50 kids. We're lucky 50 kids didn't die by a flaming bus incident by a terrorist out there. But this is what they're dealing with in Europe. There was also a story here in the West where you had in Maryland a radical Muslim wanted to engage in a truck attack and kill as many non-Muslims as possible. So this is going on. But I mean, when I look at some of the news, you know, you don't just have this forming in Europe right now. This comes out of RT. Bolsonaro says Brazil and U.S. focusing on creating rift within Venezuela army to oust Maduro. So that's kind of what's going on as far as the geopolitical stuff. But it seems to me that in the West, you have the potential for kind of a League of Leagues too, with the United States, with Brazil, with Colombia, with maybe new leadership coming out of Argentina. So Europe could end up being a catalyst for spurring something similar in the West.
Absolutely. You know, everyone was looking first to Brexit, then to Trump. And this started the ball rolling. And now that is just washing across the West, especially in Europe at this time. We've seen the Trump movement has been plodding along at this point. And, you know, it will hopefully continue past Trump, you know, the MAGA movement in general. But now people are really looking as to what is going on in Europe and seeing how are the Europeans going to handle this. Who's going to rise up? And I think it's definitely showing to be Salvini at this time is the man in Europe, along with the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, and of course the Brexit movement in UK.
And Macron, is Macron still hiding in a cave?
Macron is just doing his thing. He has somehow survived up until now. I don't know how.
He's literally like hiding in like a storm shelter. You don't even hear from the guy anymore. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back to the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So Candace Owens is now testifying on the Hill. Candace Owens is a black lady. She's now being forced to testify about how she's not a white nationalist. This is the level of political commentary we have reached in Washington, D.C. A black woman on the Hill testifying how she's not a white nationalist. What's next, America? What's next? They'll probably say that Trump colluded with Russia to win the election. Oh, they already did that. Well, they'll probably stage some hate crime and blame Trump's... Oh, they already did that too. Well, they'll probably blame a bunch of young men, say they're racist for winning a Trump... They did that, too? My goodness, where will the madness of these people stop? Dan Lyman is with me. He's got the story we just covered in the last segment. Salvini forging pan-European populist alliance, a nationalist alliance with powers in Europe, which could lead the way for people in the West to follow suit. But there's some other world news happening right now, Dan, that I wanted to get your opinion on. And, you know, with all the clash of civilization we're seeing happening right now, there's a lot of developments. Donald Trump basically says, Iran, you're a bunch of terrorists. Iran responds, convening with chance of death to America. You've got the reselection, I would imagine, of Bibi Netanyahu happening right now. I don't expect him to lose. So I don't think that issue is going anywhere. And, I mean, this is a buildup right now in Iran in the Middle East with Israel that is getting worse. Now, who knows, that fighting could happen in the Golan Heights. It doesn't seem that it's gotten too bad there right now. But you've also got Venezuela, where China and Russia have moved in on Venezuela. And the United States is kind of sitting back waiting to figure what the next move is for our interests. But, Dan, just kind of as an overall, I mean, where do you think the world is at right now geopolitically? I mean, are these things going to go the wrong way? Are we looking at inevitable wars, or are these things going to get worked out? And maybe we're looking at a more peace than we would have ever expected. I mean, how do you think this is going to go?
Your guess is as good as mine as to how it's going to go, because things do seem quite volatile and there is such a massive shift taking place. And there are so many different factions that are trying to strengthen their grip on power, if not grow it. I'm not of the interventionist type. I wouldn't like to see us go into Venezuela or Iran or get involved in any of that. I'd like to see us just sit back. But I do think that diplomatic pressure is fine. That's great. I think that Trump, you know, basically denouncing Maduro in many different ways is effective, and I think that that's a good thing. I don't think that I'd like to see us sending any troops there personally. I think we've had enough foreign intervention to last many lifetimes. So your guess is as good as mine as to how it plays out, though, because it's all going to matter who Trump listens to. But it is interesting that all the generals at this point that were kind of surrounding him early in the administration are kind of, they're gone now at this point. So we'll see how it plays out from here moving forward.
Yeah, and of course, Bolton, the war mustache, is still in there. He's never seen a war he didn't want to send somebody to die in. But we'll see if that's the guy that has the final say. Hopefully not. Again, John Bolton, he's never seen a war he'd like to see someone else die in. But this is just kind of the geopolitical struggle that's now moving into the West, with Venezuela kind of being the tipping point, I think, for either American intervention and then either a further struggle with China and or Russia, who have already moved in. There's some other news developing right now in the West. Dan, you're over there in Europe covering news for InfoWars Europe, but are you seeing what's happening right now at the southern border? Because I know that you're obviously following this, but it's reaching new proportions of desperation every day. I mean, is this, because to me, this is the number one topic for Americans, quite frankly, is the border crisis. Is this something, I mean, because we talk about Europe's borders all the time here in America. Do Europeans talk about America's borders and what's happening here?
Sure, to an extent. You know, it's just I'm out on these variety of islands that are owned by Portugal, kind of out in the middle of nowhere at the moment, and I've just encountered some various different interesting things. But I did encounter a guy from Venezuela who's now living in Portugal, and he's very up on what's going on in America, big Trump supporter, which was quite surprising. He actually just lived 30 years in Germany, and the first thing out of his mouth was, I had to get out of there. It is totally Islamized, and it's Germany is toast, was what he was saying. But he was definitely in tune with what's going on at the U.S. border, southern border, and I've been covering what's been going on at the border as well. I find it disconcerting just that how little is being done right now, and that it seems like nothing is making anything better, and no one's making any move to make anything better. And as soon as, you know, Trump opens his mouth, it's, you know, the MSM comes down on him so hard. And it's just, it's so obviously such a monumental crisis. And you have the now he's the acting Border Patrol chief, and he was formerly Commissioner of ICE, I believe, recently, Kevin McAleenan, he said that the system has reached the breaking point, and that was a couple weeks ago. And at this point, you know, we're seeing that over 50%, something like 55%, according to officials, of these people that are coming to the border are just being released into the United States. We are a laughingstock at this point, and Central and Americans know that, and that's why they are charging the border at this time. It's worse than it was even under Obama, which is just shocking, but you have to wonder who is behind this, who's orchestrating this, and I think we have some good ideas as to who's providing these people with the organization that they need to travel so rapidly at times and in such large numbers to get to our southern border and then just penetrate at will.
Well, and I'm not even sure if you saw the story, but you're more right than you realize. Human smugglers, you know, coyotes are literally laughing at us right now. The story is from the American Mirror. Smuggler taunts, never been easier to sneak illegals into the United States. And so now Cubans are seeing this, and now Cubans are forming migrant caravans to try to come here and seek asylum. So, like you said, it's really a laughingstock, and anybody who wants to come in here realizes, okay, well, we figured out the loopholes. We've figured out how to do it. They're just going to let us in and give us everything. Well, shoot. Guys, I guess we might as well go. But, you know, you asked or you said you're not sure if there's any positive momentum. I'm hoping that Kevin McAleenan, who comes from the Border Patrol, who comes from CBP, hopefully he'll get in there and actually do the things that Nielsen did not do.
I hope so, too. There was there's been some conflicting feedback as to what, you know, whose side McAleenan is on. We had yesterday, former director of ICE, Thomas Homan, said he gave him his full endorsement, said he'll be great for the job. But then we had a retired sheriff from Arizona, Paul Babeau, who has been on Fox, all the time talking about, you know, border security. And he thinks that McAleenan is a deep state operative who was the architect of Obama's catch and release. So I don't know what to think. I just hope for the best. But at this time, I mean, it's a madness down the free for all.
Yeah. And I guess then, only time will tell. But now Dallas Dallas and Houston are considering building new migrant shelters as monthly apprehensions are meeting 100,000 a month now.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Democrats are just a joke. Straight up. End of sentence. Nothing more. Well, actually, I shouldn't say nothing more. Actually, a lot more. Criminals, liars. I mean, the list goes on. Dirtbags, traitors. I just can't.
believe. I mean, it just Democrats, they want to kill America. I mean, literally, they are anti-American. We have anti-Americans in office. They go under the title of Democrat. So they're grilling Candace Owens right now, a black woman, on how she's a white nationalist. I mean, these people know no bounds. They sit here, they cry about global warming. They all suck water out of plastic water bottles all day long. They fly on jets around this country. You Democrats make us sick. You Democrats make us Americans sick. And if it wasn't for your rigged, cheating elections with tens of thousands of votes coming on in the twilight hour of elections that you were within a couple thousand votes of, you would have no power right now, and you know it. And that's why you hate Candace Owens so much. You see, Democrats enslaved black people in this country. And then when Americans tried to take their slaves away from them, the Democrats went to war. The Democrats literally fought to keep their slaves, their property. Then they started the KKK after they lost that war. But when the physical shackles were lifted from black people in the country, the Democrats put mental, psychological shackles on them. And I wish there needs to be some sort of cartoon drawn where it's like Democrats mind slavery over black people. I mean, they literally expect black people to jump when they say jump. The Democrats are the most racist group of people. And then they just destroy every inner city they go to. Baltimore, dubbed most robbed city in America, run by Democrats, 50 plus years. How making $300,000 in San Francisco can still mean you're living paycheck to paycheck, run by Democrats, a liberal bastion. And you know what ends up happening when leftists get in control for 100 years? Desperate Venezuelans looting cemeteries, rotten corpses for jewelry. That'll come to Democrat cities near you if it hasn't already, folks. But these Democrats are so, I just can't even believe it. And now they want medical tyranny with Mayor de Blasio forcing people to get vaccines. We'll cover that in a minute. But I want to cover this viral video and just explain something, because there's a kind of conspiracy theories running rampant, and I can kind of give a little clue into this because I have experience. But in clip 14, people are going crazy over this video of CBS cutting the cameras when Texas Tech players kneel to pray. So let me just first show you this short video. Texas Tech won a big basketball game a couple nights ago. Afterwards, they were celebrating and they were about to kneel for a prayer when the cameras cut away. But before I break this down, here is that clip.
This is called a down back in basketball terms.
So they're got the camera in the locker room. They're celebrating, they're jumping, they're clapping. The coach walks in and he says, just wait a second, guys. We need to do our team prayer. So now they get ready to kneel. They take a knee to pray, clench hands, and they cut.
A moment of prayer in the Texas Tech locker room and the knowledge that there is one more game to go, and that will be Monday night.
Yeah. Now look. I've worked in sports media. I've worked these games. I mean, I've literally been in that role in the truck when these things happen. So I know how this stuff goes. And for people out there saying CBS is trying to censor Christianity or people praying, I don't think that's the case. Now, this was a big game, but they still had four different crews out. So it could have been A to D crew, but there would be no mandate. The people in the truck are not thinking, let's censor Christianity, let's censor prayer. They're thinking, I'm just telling you how this goes. So people freaking out thinking CBS is censoring Christianity here, that's not the case. The people in the truck just said, let's go to a different shot because we don't want to see these people praying. It had nothing to do with censoring people kneeling to pray, or that CBS has some sort of agenda to censor that. But I will say what's interesting about this is the fact they didn't want to go to it.
I mean, you even heard Ernie Johnson say they're kneeling in prayer. But here's the difference that I think is a legit thing people are bringing up. If that were players kneeling for the national anthem, it'd be the big story. If that were players kneeling to disrespect America during the national anthem, they'd keep the cameras on them and they'd leave the cameras on them. So that's the big takeaway from this. It's not a story. Don't leave the cameras on the players coming together to kneel in camaraderie and pray to God. They're not interested in showing that. A player kneeling, though, for the anthem to disrespect America and divide this country, they do want to show that. That's what they want to show. And the average TV truck producer slash director, the director's making that final call, is not thinking politically in that moment. And I'm just telling you this as somebody that came from that exact, I mean, that was my job before I started here. So I'm just telling you what was going on in that truck. So for people out there thinking, oh, they're clearly censoring Christians. Oh, my gosh, they were told to cut the cameras during prayer. Just relax. Now, they obviously had no interest in showing the prayer. I'm not disagreeing with that. They had no interest in showing the prayer. So they didn't want to show the prayer. But the director's making a call to say, all right, we're not going to sit the camera on these guys praying and kneeling for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Let's just go back to our live set. So I just wanted to kind of put those things to rest. Quite frankly, maybe even I have a little bit of a soft spot because I probably even knew the people working in that truck. But the real takeaway is that they'll show players kneeling for the anthem that drives division. They won't show players kneeling for prayer, which drives unity. And to me, that's the real takeaway from this. Not that there's some agenda or directive at CNN to censor Christianity or people praying. Now, if it was a group of Muslims, maybe the story is different. So maybe there's something to be said about that. I just don't want people assuming that a bunch of people working in a truck for CBS who probably have no care in the world when it comes to politics in that moment are cutting away. So I just kind of wanted to address that. Now, we're going to get on to some new news in the next segment, and Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour as well. Before I take this break, though, here in 90 seconds, folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these huge specials. You know, yesterday I did something, and I had a bunch of people tweeting at me all the products that they've purchased, and it was just incredible. I mean, you guys are so amazing for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we want to give back, and we want you to get the best deals when we have these specials. And it's the Spring Super Sale, free shipping store-wide. Bodies is 60% off. That's one of the top-selling supplements. People love it. I love it. Brain Force Plus is 60% off. That's one of the top – that may be our number one-selling supplement. I mean, we don't have to sell it 60% off. We do because we want you to get a good deal. We want you to take advantage of these specials. So we hope, you know, if you're a regular user of BrainForce, buy 10 right now at the price that it's at. Sign up for AutoShip. That gives you an additional 10% off. So these are just part of the big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. But, folks, there's things that you need. We have household items at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you brush your teeth? Of course you do. We've got toothpaste, and it's damn good toothpaste. I use it every day. I love it. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Shop with the good guys. We have toothbrushes. Shop with the good guys. We have topical wound care gel, Super Silver wound care gel, the best thing since sliced bread. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, it's your support that keeps InfoWars operating. You notice they invited Candace Owens to the Hill to testify. Good for her. She knocked it out of the park. They don't invite Alex Jones, folks. Alex Jones is banned. Alex Jones is totally censored. You keep Alex Jones alive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So Candace Owens gets invited to testify today. And now Democrats are wanting to know who invited her, because it's going to end up being a Republican, and because now they want to shame that Republican publicly for inviting her. But you have all this liberal media now that's all confused because Candace Owens has gotten so upset and fiery today. You accused a black woman of being a white nationalist. Excuse me, black woman. You're a white nationalist racist. How do you respond? Oh my gosh, calm down. How dare you respond to that? Whoa. Why are you out of hand? Who invited you anyway? So this is just... The Democrats just have no pulse right now or no finger on the pulse of America right now. Or they just don't care because they are just embarrassing themselves. And so the Republican that did invite Candace Owens is going to end up looking like a genius. Watching the Democrats try to destroy Candace Owens today is just going to haunt them for a long time. And you watch. You're going to see it all night, probably, if you watch the liberal, progressive Democrat media. White nationalist Candace Owens says Hitler was not that bad. They'll probably start publishing those stories before I'm off air today. You people don't get it, do you? The rest of the country hasn't gone completely mad like you have. They don't see a white person and immediately think the worst. They don't see a Trump hat and immediately think the worst. They don't see Trump and immediately have a psychological breakdown. And the biggest frustration is the Democrats have already been defeated culturally. The Democrats have already been defeated intellectually. The Democrats just can't be defeated politically because they cheat. Because they have the whole damn system rigged. And I don't know what I can do about that. I can sit here all day. I defeat the Democrats culturally and intellectually like it's a cakewalk. I mean, how many avocado challenges do I have to do? Tell you what. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to bear down and I'm going to do a news blitz. So, Judicial Watch uncovers FBI docs discussing cover-up over Hillary Clinton's server. Jamie White has that story at Infowars.com. So, Judicial Watch continues to get more emails and continues to expose all the criminal activity that Hillary Clinton was engaged in that was then covered up by the Obama administration, by James Comey, who then perjured himself when testifying about that investigation. Booming measles cases rocket towards record, up nearly 100 from last week. But they don't tell you how many of these people are vaccinated. They don't tell you how many of these people are non-citizens. But now de Blasio is taking it to the next level. They already tried to make a medical tyranny curfew. They already tried to make a medical tyranny proclamation saying if you're under 18, you can't even go out on the streets unless you've been vaccinated. That's totally unconstitutional, totally illegal, total tyranny. That was what New York tried to engage in. That failed miserably. Oh, you know what, actually? I just remembered this. I was looking at this specific area because I had a caller that piqued my interest. So I did a little bit of more digging into this. Now, let's not forget what the government has done in this country. The government has tested syphilis on people, AIDS on people, other diseases on people. There's a story from St. Louis, I think it was in the 40s. They took a whole building of low-income people, it was mostly black people in St. Louis, and they sprayed it. They sprayed a whole building, could have contaminated. Who knows what? It was a total test. The government tests. They do mass tests on people all the time. And I looked into it and what was happening. I think it was Rockport or Rockford, New York. I can't remember if you guys can pull up a story. And so they went out and they were giving all these vaccines out. And there's a strong Jewish community up there. And I realize what I think is actually happening here. I think they're actually testing something right now on that community of people. Just like they tested syphilis on black people. Because they brought all these vaccines out there to give to this community. And of course they frame it perfectly. Oh, you can't go out in public without your vaccine. Now de Blasio is saying he'll fine you $1,000. I think Don Salazar just published that story. If you guys could bring it to me at Infowars.com. So first they say you can't leave your house. That doesn't really work. But they hit this community. They force vaccinate them. Then they say you're going to have to pay a fine if you don't get your vaccine. boy, New Yorkers, you better watch out. I wouldn't take that vaccine in a million years. And you know what I'd do? If they try to force vaccinate you, I would take all of the stories about how the government has illegally tested disease on American citizens, specifically minorities, and say, you know what? I don't trust the government. I don't trust that vaccine. You can take that vaccine and shove it right where the sun don't shine. Because I ain't taking it. I would not be surprised one bit if they are running a medical test right now in New York and using this framework of measles outbreak caused by unvaccinated people to do it. That's what our government's done for decades. And you know, the Democrats that run New York, I mean, de Blasio, folks, do you know how pathetic Bill de Blasio is? I don't know how this guy won re-election. This guy says America's not great. This guy's top staffer, who was destined to be the next John Podesta of the Democrat Party, his top staffer gets busted as a major pedophile. Gigabytes of child porn on his computer. I think the guy's name was Zach Schwartz or something. You can find that story. That was de Blasio's top staffer, next upcoming big Democrat. You know, people said he might be the next big John Podesta. He gets busted, total pedophile. That's de Blasio's top aide. Got reelected after that. Telling you, the spidey senses are tingling on this deal. They don't roll this type of thing out without a sick ulterior motive. I mean, you don't force vaccinate people for fun. Yeah, there's the story from 2017, de Blasio employee arrested for child pornography. The guy was a raging pedophile, folks. I mean, so much child porn on his computer, it's just, it's unbelievable. Where do you even get that much child porn? How about that? Think about that. You got all that child porn. Where the hell does it even come from? Open borders. Undocumented children crossing the border. You want to know why Democrats, you can throw Republicans in there. You had Dennis Hastert. You had that one Arizona rep saying, oh, I don't think child trafficking is a big deal. That was the guy who got caught trying to pay kids for sex, you know. They got to get their kids over here, man. Just like a heroin addict needs his heroin, pedophile needs its victim. That's what this is all about. And they're getting away with it. I just can't believe it, man. Pull up the de Blasio staffer story again. I want to actually recall how much child porn that guy actually had. Because, again, folks, you got to ask yourself, where is it coming from? Keeping more than 3,000 images and 89 videos, child porn. This is de Blasio's top aide. The Bill de Blasio that now wants to fine you if you don't take a forced vaccination. My God. Oh, my God. You just get chills when it all hits you, folks. I mean, you're talking about pedophiles. You're talking about medical tyranny. You're talking about the government testing people. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that vaccine rollout is a big medical test right now happening in New York.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.